courtyard and cleared it without a word. The others moved quickly into the buildings. The two elves reappeared with seats, and she waited until they were placed. Pox felt the immense determination behind her courtesy, the weight of years and authority. With a fluid gesture, she sent her son and nephew away and seated herself. With no less grace, the lady set about to make her position clear. "My son and nephew," she began, "brought troubling word of you, Poxenarian, and of your quest. I had hoped never to face this hour. My daughter was dearer to me than you can know, mortals with many children. When she died, and her son disappeared, my grief matched my love. Once that grieving eased, I lay their memories to rest and hoped to find solace in her daughter. When I first heard of the boy again, it was that he had borne such injury as left him with no knowledge of himself and none of his elven heritage. A lesser grief than his death, you might say, but not for me, nor for any who loved him. Patterns end. Patterns mangled are constant pain. By the time we found him again, he was here, alive." She glanced around the courtyard. "In this safe haven. If he could mend, it would be with such love as you gave. So I was told." Pox noticed that she neither gave Ciri Phelan's name, nor asked if they knew it. "But why didn't you—" began Estel. Aliam squeezed her hand. The lady frowned slightly. "The elf who brought word, Lady Estel, had it from a ranger first. Then he came himself, Halloran, a distant kinsman, much given to travel in mortal lands. The boy was badly damaged, he told me, in body and mind both. He found no trace of memory that he could use, only the physical signs that we elves read more easily than you. To be sure, he would have had to invade the boy's mind, a damaged mind, and risk more damage to it, as well as endure the pain of it himself." She turned away. Pox saw her throat move, as if she swallowed. "Then it was you who sent the elves all those times," said Aliam, "and we thought they liked us." The lady met his gaze directly. "Lord Halveric, we did. We do. You cared for a lost child, a hurt child, and one of our blood. Healed him as well as you could. We are forever in your debt. Do you think I would shift the borders of the Lady's Forest to visit someone for whom I had no regard?" Aliam shook his head, speechless. "You ask, and rightly so, why we told you nothing and did nothing. First, for the boy himself. With such damage as Halloran believed he had suffered, we were as likely to harm as help if we tried to stir his mind. I hear that Poxenarian can attest to the truth of that." She looked at Pox, who nodded. "And we judged it would not help him to know what he had lost if we could not restore it. We waited, watching him for some sign that he was healing in more than the body. If his memory returned, if any of his elven abilities came forth."
"Could they, without your guidance?" asked Pox.
"Yes. Lord Halveric knew his sister, who without our aid came to her full powers. She was our second reason for saying nothing. You will remember, the year he came to you was the year his father died, of grief, we were told, for his dead wife and lost son. Already she had been brought up to bear the rule.